Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions, and I thought I'd talk about my trips to Barcelona, because sometimes it's good to have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C and a plan D even, just to make sure that you have enough juice in your battery to get to your destination. I was driving around Barcelona, I had people pull into chargers just before me, I found chargers that were not working, I was taking detours that perhaps I shouldn't have made. And I had to do a bit of hypermiling just to mollycoddle home. And these stories basically give you an idea of what it's like to drive an EV, an electric car, and to have to manage your battery to be able to get to where you're going. Generally, it's not really a problem, but sometimes you have to think about it a little bit. And I'll be glad when there are more chargers and where there's more destination chargers, where there's more possibilities for getting your battery sort of up to the necessary level to make sure you get to where you're going to go to. Hello, this is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions, and it's time to talk about charging in Barcelona again. Well, I went on a trip to Barcelona to see about going and buying the new iPhone. I wanted to get myself the new XS Max. Now, step one was to forget to plug the car in on Sunday night, and I had to leave home with a less than fully charged battery. I only had about 72% in the battery of the car. No worries though, I expected to be able to charge easily in Barcelona. There are plenty of chargers there, and if one has been used, then it's not too far to the next. So step two was to take the coastal motorway towards Barcelona and follow the GPS. It was a nice and easy journey to the Apple Store in La Maquinista. Well, I got there, this is step three, and I was disappointed to find that the store at La Maquinista was closed. The store in the centre of the city at La Passage de Gracia was open, but this one at La Maquinista was closed because of a public holiday in Barcelona. Well, that was good planning, wasn't it? So I have to decide whether I'm going to drive further or not, and well, I thought, well, why not? So step four was to drive towards the Apple Store in Passage de Gracia, and there is a public charger for electric vehicles in front of the store. Well, I come up to Passage de Gracia and I was actually on the wrong side of the charger and I didn't see it. And I just kept driving up the road there through Passage de Gracia. And I think what happened is that the street furniture around that area was all sort of covered up, all those sort of vendors on the roadside there. And again, this is due to the public holiday, because they have a lot of fireworks sort of thrown around and stuff like that. And I suppose they don't want these things catching on fire. And I suspect, because this is the reason I didn't see the charges, I suspect it was covered up as well, so I wasn't going to be able to use it anyway. But it's actually not too far away from the Apple Store if you can sort of, get to pull in. And you have to remember too, because there's the main sort of part of the road, and then there's a little bit of sort of road to one side, which they use like a service road or something like that. And in other places, the charger's on the sort of service part of it. But in this particular point, the charger is actually sort of out on the main part of the road there. So if you're going to be sort of looking for the charger, then you need to be on the main bit rather than on the secondary bit, as it were. But in any case, I didn't see it. So step five was to input the details for the next public charger. I was stopped at a traffic light and I was easily able to do this with the app PlugShare. I found there's one in Diagonal, Avenida Diagonal. So as I take the corner, pulling into where the public charger is, I noticed in front of me there was a Renault Zoe. And wouldn't you know, it is heading for the same charger as I was going to. I think, okay, no problem, there's two chargers there. The Renault Zoe pulled into the charger in front and I pulled into the one behind. And I'm disappointed to see that there's a notice on the charger to say the one I pulled into is out of order. Well, in front of me, the man gets out the car with the charger and he moves the out of order paper out of the way. And he knows, because he's got local knowledge, that the charger is actually working. So he says hello to me and he says he's going to be there for half an hour, and I have to decide, I'm going to wait for 30 minutes or I'm going to find somewhere else to charge my car. Well, I didn't really want to hang about, but perhaps I should have done. Still, it wasn't too bad anyway. It's going to take me sort of a few minutes to get to the next place, and I thought, why not? So I'll get to try out another place and get a bit more information about chargers. So I decided I'd go to a charger, which was only 15 minutes away in Sants, in the bus station. So this is step five. Driving the direction of the bus station to Sants, and I followed the GPS, and it was easy to get there, no problem. and I drive straight into the car park. I've been there before, so I knew exactly where to go. The last time I was there, I wasn't able to charge up. I didn't have the cards for it and stuff like that. But this time I have everything I needed to be able to use the charger, and it was free. No one sitting in there waiting, no one sitting in there charging, and I was able to just plug in and get going. Now, I actually ended up staying in the charger for about an hour because I was farting about with things. I was taking pictures. I was messing about with my phone. So I was looking at the Apple Store app, and I saw that there was the iPhone S Max, which is the one I wanted, the new iPhone. And I saw that there was one available in Valencia, but that's 300 kilometres away. I'm not going to do that. And then there was Zaragoza, and, well, that could have been a possibility, but, again, too far, really, you know. It was 254 kilometres, and according to the GPS, it would have taken me about 3 hours to get there. Maybe longer, with a bit of time having to spend doing some charging along the way as well, because I'd have to charge at least once on the way there, so... So I decided that wasn't really going to be, you know, what I was going to do. I was a bit, it just wasn't going to work out for the day with buying in the Apple iPhone Max or Apple iPhone X Max. No, hang on, I'll get it right in a minute. Apple iPhone S Max. No, I still haven't got it right. Apple iPhone X or 10 S Max. There you go, that's got it right. I don't know, I think they could have named the phone a little bit better than that, because it's just... It's just a bit odd, really, isn't it? All that sort of X's and S's and Max's and everything else. And if you say tennis or tennis, it sounds a bit like tennis, doesn't it? Tennis Max. That's what I got. I went to have a tennis Max. I don't know, I'm just being silly now, but still. So anyway, I was happy enough sort of staying at the charge for an hour, and I put lots of charge into the car. Well, the step six was, okay, let's do a bit of socialising. So I called up a friend on the Nissan Leaf Owners Group. This is, well, the 2018 Nissan Leaf Owners Group. Greg, and he lives in a small town to the north of Barcelona. And he was happy enough to meet up for a drink, and we ended up having some lunch. So he sent me some coordinates using the WhatsApp app. And I was surprised to find out that you can do that. I didn't know that you could send coordinates and sort of share your position. So if you're trying to sort of like find each other, then you could sort of easily sort of see where the other person is. Well, it's not very easy to see while you're driving the car. I actually drove past him and started to go up the hill towards the previous address that, where he said that he lived. And he had to tell me to come back down the hill again and pull into the car park. And this time he stood out on the road and waved me in, which was very handy. And he pulled up and parked in a charging spot. There's a little charger in the car park there, and it got a Peugeot in there charging, a small Peugeot. And it was using a granny cable plugged into the Schuco. So obviously that car didn't need a lot of electricity. It's only a very small car anyway. Greg is able to charge there because he's got the card, because he lives in the town there. So it's a card which comes for owners of cars, electric cars in the town. I couldn't charge in there because of the fact that my Barcelona Life card didn't work with it. I thought it would have done. I thought it should have done. In fact, the people that make these decisions about these chargers in these small towns, they should make them available to passing motorists, because when you're stopped and charging, you're going to go and spend some money in the town. You're going to go to a restaurant, you're going to go to a shop, you're going to go and do something or other. And, well, I mean, it just makes economic sense to, if you're going to put this facility in the town, then why not let other people use it and have spent some money in the town? But anyway, I couldn't use it, even on the Barcelona Live card, which was a bit disappointing. Well, anyway, I'd got plenty of juice left in the car. I thought, well, no worries anyway. So after having lunch and all that sort of stuff, very pleasant chats with Nissan Leaf owner. He'd got the black 2.0, which was a other colour that was available for the 2.0. The other one that I was looking at was jade green, which is kind of a greeny sort of silvery, sort of metallised colour. Sometimes you look at it in the light and it's kind of a bit silvery, and other times you look, it's a bit green. I don't like the colour. I've seen a few that they don't look bad, but nah, it's not for me. I'm glad I changed to my rosy red. He's got that one there, his black car, and we parked next to each other. We did a bit of a photo opportunity and took pictures of our cars next to each other. So that was good. He showed me how he'd got his iPhone set up in the car. He'd got a cable sort of running underneath the dash, and it was looking very neat in a sort of windscreen mount for the cable. And I have recently, or since then, I've bought the same windscreen mount and the same sort of length of cable, 1.8 metres to be exact, and routed it through down to the place where you plug in for the phone for the connecting to the radio and the in-car entertainment system. And do you know what? It works much better. I like it. So I spent a bit of money there to make the way that the Apple CarPlay works better. So that was good. So that was Monday. Now, that was day one of my trips to Barcelona, because the next day I thought, well, I'll have a look at the Apple Store app again. And this is while I was working. I've been looking at it during the morning to see what was going on. And the Apple stores get deliveries at some point in time during the day. This is for people just sort of turning up wanting to buy the Apple iPhone new, and it's, you know, available all of a sudden. During the morning, up until sort of 11, 12 o'clock, nothing was happening. The only ones were available were in Zaragoza or Passes de Gracia. I think there's one available in Passes de Gracia. But I didn't really want to go there again, because I think maybe the charger was going to be sort of covered up and it'd be more difficult to get into. And after being up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was a bit tired. I didn't really want to drive into the city. Driving into La Maquinista is not bad, because it's straight route off the motorway and you pull off onto the slightly smaller road, and it's an easy pull into the car parking for La Maquinista. And so I thought, well, I can manage that. So anyway, at about 1 o'clock, just as I was about to leave work, I thought, well, I'll just have one more look at the Apple Store app on my iPhone. And wouldn't you know it, the exact Apple X or 10S Max or 10S Max iPhone that I wanted to buy was available in La Maquinista. So straight away, I sort of put in the order, had it transferred into the bag or the La Bolsa in the Apple Store app, and bought it. That was great. I was happy with that. So I thought, well, you have to make an appointment as to when you're going to pick it up. So I said I'd go and pick it up at 4 o'clock, which is giving me a time to have a bit of a snooze before I left and drove down the motorway towards the La Maquinista store. So I did that. I got home, tried a bit of a snooze. I maybe snoozed for about half an hour, which wasn't probably quite enough. I was still feeling a bit groggy, but I thought I'll be okay. Especially seeing as I've got Pro Pilot Assist to keep me from getting too tired while I'm driving. So that's very good. I love Pro Pilot Assist. It's brilliant. Greg, who was talking to the day before, he doesn't like it. He thinks it's dangerous even, but I don't agree with him. If you know the limits of Pro Pilot Assist, it's pretty good. It's really good, in fact. I like it. So this is my plan. Anyway, so I left home, and again, I hadn't got a full battery because I didn't need it, because I was only going 78 kilometres. I got 200 something in the battery, and I was happy enough. This is kilometres, by the way. So I drive down to the La Maquinista, and once again, I couldn't use the charging points in La Maquinista because they were out of order. I tried the day before and it didn't work out. And this time it would have been really handy, because I was in the La Maquinista Apple store for around about an hour. I could have got a nice bit of charging then, and I wouldn't have been worried about... Well, I wasn't worried about when I was going home, but when I left La Maquinista. But by the time I was getting home, I was a bit worried. Well, I wasn't really worried. I knew I'd make it anyway, but still. So I left La Maquinista, and I was going down the normal road back to there, and I thought, you know what, I could probably pull off and just put some juice in there. There was a sign saying Mataró, and I know there's a charger there, and it was easy to use before. So I pulled off down towards Mataró, and this takes me down to the motorway, which goes along the coast rather than the one that's a bit further inland, which is the one I was using, the AP7. So anyway, I sort of took this detour, got down to the charger at Finlandia Mataró, and wouldn't you know it, there was a car parked in it. There was a car parked on the other parking space waiting to charge up, probably, because I think it was another EV. I couldn't tell as I was going past. It was a VW. I think it was a plug-in EV, sort of hybrid thing, by the look of it. But it didn't look like the Golf or the e-Golf anyway. So I just turned around and just started on my way. I got back onto the road again and just started home. And you know what? Because I made that detour, I actually used up more battery than I was intended, and I was struggling. I had to mollycoddle the car home. I had to take it steady. I had to moderate my speed. I had to... drive behind large trucks or buses when I was going, to get a bit of wind drag resistance reduced by being in the slipstream of the larger vehicle in front. Not particularly pleasant, that, because obviously you're big sort of diesel in front of you, you're sucking the fumes from that through the car, or you can just turn on the sort of recirculation within the car if you want to. Well, you don't tend to notice anyway, but still you kind of know that you're doing that anyway. And so I had to just sort of take it easy, and I got back home with 1% of battery in the car. when I was driving during the trip down the this coastal road and then on the smaller road, the N2 towards Bedreras, and then from Dreras on, generally most of the way I'd earn about 10 kilometres extra available in the battery than was saying I needed to get home on the GPS. So I wasn't worried. I knew I'd get back. And besides, I know there's about 10 or 15 kilometres left in the battery. Once you get down to the turtle mode or the 0% in the battery, I knew there was plenty left. So even if I'd got down to zero, I'd have been okay. As I got into Santa Cristina, which is where I live, I did get down to that 2% and then 1% when I got going up the hill there. And again, I wasn't worried because I knew I'd make it all the way home. So I got home, plugged it in, and that was it. That was my trip. That was the end of my 2 days of travelling to and from Barcelona. And I had to plug in and charge fully from 1% all the way through to 100%. So when I left with the car the next morning, I got the fully charged up car again. And a fully charged up car with the electric rates I was using would have cost me around about €3.50. So still cheap motoring. So anyway, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, just giving you a bit of a story about the trips to Barcelona. The troubles that you could have with charging. I mean, there are loads and loads of chargers around Barcelona and really shouldn't have been a problem. You know, I got to one, I couldn't use it, went to another, was able to use it on the first day there. I did have the problem where I wasn't able to use the destination chargers in La Maquinista on both days. And then on the second day, also I had the problem where I went to a charging point and I wanted to use it and it was already sort of being used. But it was at the sort of time during the day when there was a lot of traffic on the road, people sort of going home and stuff like that, and I perhaps should have known that there's going to be sort of less possibilities of chargers being available because more people are out on the roads looking for charging and so on. There's two other chargers up on the other road, on the AP7 that I want to try out, one at Granollers, another one at Barbara de Balias. And I'll give those a try out and see how they work at some point in time, because they will be quite handy because they're near to the main motorway, which I use more regularly and easy to pull into, I hope. I'll have to try it and see with the GPS of how to get into these places. Basically, I want to give myself some pre-knowledge, as it were. So if I'm going to some place or other and I'm short of time, I don't want to sort of end up sort of getting lost going to find these places. I want to know how to get there so that I can just pull straight in, because sometimes when you're following the GPS and it says take the fourth turn off on the roundabout, you think 1, 2, 3, that's the one there, and maybe there's a smaller one that you missed or something, or you go around the wrong one. I did that the other day. But I wasn't sort of put too much out of my way. I was able to just go around to a roundabout just slightly across the bridge and back round again and then get onto the right road. So that wasn't a problem. But when you're sort of really stuck for time or even stuck for kilometres, you want to sort of not have too many detours or waste too many sort of battery sort of electrons in getting to the place. And so I want to sort of just take a trip out one day when I've got plenty of time and plenty of juice in the battery just to check out where these chargers are. So anyway, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, just having a wee bit of a chat about charging around Barcelona and some of the trouble that you can run into, and the fact that you do need to have your plan A, your plan B, possibly a plan C, and maybe even a plan D, just to make sure that you can get to your destination. Bye-bye now.